I do not own the rights to that music, but it is Friday. I love salsa. If you know anything about me, you know I absolutely love salsa music, Latin music, and I miss my salsa dancing crew. We used to get out, not as much as we used to, back 20 years ago, which sounds crazy to say. We used to be out 2-3 times a week. Where are we dancing this week? Wednesday here, Thursday there, Saturday here. Welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison. And we are in our group today with, we're in our group today with 15 Pips. I'm welcoming in the new people. Hello, Margaret. First time, New Hyde Park. Nice to meet you. Welcome in, Margaret. Did you meditate with me yesterday on Insight Timer? Welcome in. Hello, Kia, like the car. The rest resonated with me. I woke up bummed that I went to bed very early, but I do feel refreshed. So you needed it. That's right. Monica and Tashima, welcome in. Did I say hello, Keith Johnson? If I didn't, say hey. Thanks for bringing the male energy, Keith. That's one of my old jams. I know. I like it like that by Tito Nieves. Hey, Laura, welcome in. Full week with us live, Laura. That's excellent. Hello, Helen. Helen, you just missed I Like It Like That by Tito Nieves. So if you want to go back and hear the beginning, you can. I am so proud of you for getting up and being here, Laura. You know, it takes a lot of commitment to be here with me at 6:30 in the morning. So I appreciate y'all. I appreciate having anybody here. I remember the times I would be up here by myself trying to do this meditation thing. So we're lighting our candles. Welcome into the podcast. We have lit our candles online and welcome in. Hey, Susanna, how are you? Should be one of the things. I think you're absolutely right. It should be one of the themes for Friday. I like that. I have tons of people I can play. New people that you all may not know and some I love old school salsa. The card popped out. I didn't have to do a lot. I am at peace. Look at this beautiful image. I relax and enjoy life. I know that whatever I need to know is revealed to me in the perfect time and space sequence. Okay? I am at peace. I relax and enjoy life. I know that whatever I need to know is revealed to me in the perfect time and space sequence. That is the card for today. And the card we have been meditating on all week is kindness. Help others by being kind. Start by being kind to yourself. So I hope you're being kind to yourself. I was talking with a friend about that yesterday. Be kind to yourself. Yourself appreciates it. Yourself appreciates it. Trust me on that. Yourself appreciates you being kind. So our meditation will begin with this tone. You'll hear a slightly different tone at the end of the meditation. So just listen for my guidance. I'm moving things around. Forever moving things around. Making things easier to navigate. So if you, I remembered, I have this crystal I picked up at a local shop. It is the chakras. So I'm going to hold that in my hand. My cousin, Patricia Coleman, reminds me to do that when she comes at the end. But I remembered at the beginning. So you don't need a crystal to do any of this. So please don't feel like you need these things to do it. Just do whatever you feel drawn to do. I happened to think that that was a pretty cool thing, and since I got a ton of crystals I do absolutely nothing with but just have them sit over there and look pretty, I thought I'd grab this one to just connect me with heart, because it's the heart shape and it has all of the chakras in it. So let's get ready to meditate, y'all. We're going to meditate on I am at peace, and I feel really peaceful. I relax and enjoy life. I know that whatever I need to know is revealed to me in the perfect time and space sequence. Oh, you're a dance fitness instructor, Margaret. Fantastic. I will join you one day. I need to get back into doing some Zumba or something like that. Because I do miss my dancing. So thank you for that. Send me the info. All right. Let's do it, y'all. Let's meditate. Our meditation will begin with this tone. You'll hear a separate tone at the end. There will be a slice of silence, which is what this whole thing is about. So we can get in the practice and the habit of knowing how to be in silence. and not feel like it's such a weird thing to do. It is really a necessary part of our well-being to be able to tap into the power of silence. So let's do it. Yes. Isn't that a beautiful card with the fish? I think it's a koi. And the cards, the images on this card are beautiful. All right, let's do it. So we begin by opening our arms wide, placing our hands behind us as if we are trying to connect our fingers behind us. We'll take three deep breaths here. We'll extend our belly on the in-breath and then hold slightly and release with a loud audible sigh. And we do that three times. We do that to release any stale air that may be lingering around in our lungs, because sometimes we don't breathe as deeply during the day. So let's breathe in, extending our belly. And exhale with a loud sigh. Deep breath in. And out. Deep breath in and out. And now breath in and wrap yourself in your own arms and rock side to side as you pat yourself on the back and bring a smile to your face as you are connecting with loving yourself so you can send that love out to the world and being an open, receptive container for all the love that is waiting to be given, received by you. So just begin to circle your body around, front, side, back, side, and just go back and forth, opening up the kidneys. The kidneys are right in that lower back area, waist area. And now come to a stop. Give yourself a big squeeze. We say our name and I love you three times. So you say your name and I say my name. Let's do it. Barbara, I love you. Barbara, I love you. Barbara, I love you. And just give yourself a big squeeze as tight as you can. And if that feels a little foreign, keep practicing. It's just practice. You can relax your arms now. Hello, Pamela. Welcome in. Notice what you see as we're settling in, tuning to our senses. Notice what you see with your eyes. Look in front of you, look up to the sides, diagonally. Look behind you, look around, look down, and just give thanks for vision, being able to see. And on your next in-breath, notice what you smell. Take a deep breath in. Notice any smells, fragrances, aromas that may be arriving into your nose. Just take them in and smile, giving thanks that you can smell. And then begin to tune into your sense of hearing. What sounds do you hear near and far? I hear my computer. I don't hear any birds just yet, but I know they're coming. Just tune into any sounds. And then begin rubbing your hands together. And we're going to tune into our sense of taste by just checking in with our taste buds to notice if we have any taste lingering on our mouth, in our mouth. Or maybe we've had something to eat or drink, or maybe we just have sleep mouth. You know that taste when you wake up in the morning. And then rub your hands together. And we'll place our hands on our body wherever we feel drawn. So connect with your body. Feel that energy that rubbing on your hands creates. And just notice any sensations in your body. Giving thanks for all the feelings, all the thoughts, for being at peace, for taking this moment to be kind to yourself. Because when you're kind to yourself, you can carry that energy out into the world. So just take a moment to sit with how you feel in this moment. Just breathe and be present to your breath. Feel any sensations moving through your body. And think about what brings you peace. Are there situations that bring you peace? Is it being in a certain place that brings you peace? What brings you peace? I just heard a bird. Do you like being around certain people to connect with the sense of peace? Does writing or journaling bring you peace? Listen to certain songs? Walking in nature? Moving your body to dance or music? What brings you peace? And take a moment to check in with your heart. Ask your heart how your heart is doing. Heart, how are you today? What can I do to bring you more peace and joy? As we think about this day, and we tune into the energy of knowing that everything is happening just as it is supposed to. The right people are showing up at just the right time to be with you, wherever you go, whatever you do, whether in person or virtually. Knowing that everything is lining up just as it's supposed to be. And you just want to be in that alignment and have that receptivity. So we just want to connect with our heart space. And just let's do a little tonation on the heart, which allows us to walk freely and openly into the world. And I believe when our heart is open, we are a magnet to just the right people and circumstances. Because we've opened our heart and we're willing to be a participant in life, an active participant. And it allows us to relax and enjoy life, like the card says, knowing that whatever you need to know shows up at the right time with the right people, and you're always doing the right thing. So we're going to use the heart tonation, which is yam. We breathe in and say yam. So let's do that. Breathe in. And repeat, my heart is open and I'm ready to give and receive love today. Once again, breathe in and yam, breathe in. I am at peace with my choices and decisions. Once again, breathe in and yam, breathe in. I relax and enjoy life today. And as we move into our slice of silence where we just sit and breathe and listen and allow, just sit, breathe, listen, and allow. And see what comes up. I'll return shortly. Just breathe. we're slowly bringing our awareness back to where we are in our physical time, space, and place. And just listen to these words and feel free to repeat these energy balancing affirmations that are designed to balance your chakras from the root to the crown. I am safe and all is well in my world. Today, I create the day I desire to live. I trust my inner guidance to take me where I need to be next. I am at peace, I relax and enjoy life. My heart is open, it is safe for me to love. I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable. Today, I speak kind and loving words to myself. I see the vision for my life and I move with ease and grace. My connection to my higher power sustains me. I trust that the right people show up at just the right time. And I know everyone loves me and always wants to help me. Begin bringing your body back to where you are physically. Rub your hands together. We'll place our hands on our body where we lifted them up from. I had mine in my mini hug, so my heart space and right over my belly. We'll take a deep breath in and end with the tone Om. So deep breath in, hands on your body. Om. Feel that energy. Now place your hands in front of your heart space in prayer hands. We clap and say thank you 9 times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And take a bow to everyone that is in practice with us wherever they are. And I am grateful for your presence and your practice. We continue with being kind. Help others by being kind. Start by being kind to yourself. Today's card and directive is, I am at peace. I relax and enjoy life. I know that whatever I need to know is revealed to me in the perfect time and space sequence. So carry that with you today as you get out, hopefully in Mother Nature for a little bit. Stop and breathe and savor life because it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. We'll be here tomorrow and Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. We do a wind down meditation. So enjoy your days and I will see you later on the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Be well. Hey, it's Barbara and this is your card commentary. I am at peace. I relax and enjoy life. I know that whatever I need to know is revealed to me at the perfect time and space sequence. Wisdom Cards, Louise Hay. How do the words peace and relax make you feel? Do you know what brings you peace? Are you able to relax? We make decisions all day long. What to eat, where to go, who to spend time with, what to do with our day. More decisions coming at us all day. It may not be easy when people say or do things I don't like, agree with, or appreciate. I remind myself, I can choose peace, I can choose calm, or I can choose peace. I can only manage my thoughts, feelings, and emotions most of the time. So I can choose what peace looks like in each moment for me. I can choose to relax and enjoy life more. It is a process and a practice. What's your process? Thank you for listening. Be well, and we'll be back tomorrow night at 9 p.m.